everyone, and welcome to another edition of Rhino Knows Sports. Man, I am on episode 10. I'm finally in the double digits. I did not know I would ever get to double digits, but I'm finally at 10 podcasts. And each and every one of them I like differently. Each and every one of them is unique. It provides a different layout and it provides a different narrative. And each time I've gotten to talk to you guys, I've always been fascinated at what's come from it and the information that comes from it. Keep telling your friends and family about this one, and don't forget to download and re-download this podcast, because I just encourage each and every one of you, because I want to be able to tell a lot of people about sports. Today, I wanted to break down this concept of fantasy sports. Now, there's a lot of different fantasy sports. If you ever see, like, a guy working on their football lineup or working on their basketball lineup, they're probably playing a fantasy sport. A lot of that involves a draft. Each and every draft is a little different than the other one. There's some drafts that are very, very like structured, very rigorous. Like, you'll meet some people who are very, very like, there's even a show about a fantasy football league. Fantasy football is blowing up. You even have sports analysts breaking down certain players so that you can get the advantages there. Now, fantasy sports and gambling is a little different. Gambling is betting on the outcome of a game or betting on certain outcomes of certain players or certain teams. Whereas fantasy sports is just based on the players that you have on your team. So if I have Dak Prescott as my quarterback, but I also have Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback, well, Aaron Rodgers got injured at the beginning of the season. So I would start Dak Prescott, because I know that he'll be able to get points for my team. There's a lot of different ways to play it. There's a lot of different ways where guys will talk about like a points per reception, which is the PPR leagues. So each and every time a wide receiver gets a catch, they get an extra point added to their total, which could be unfair if one guy catches like 13 footballs, but he only gets like 45 yards, but he's already got 13 points based on the catches that he made. So there's advantages to be won in the margins, and there's always people looking for the advantages and looking for the players that are hot, and you're always looking for players that are on a hot streak or that are trying to play for the advantage or play for the win. They look for certain players that seem to be scoring a lot. Like, I remember a few years ago, there was a Atlanta running back. It's not Bijan Robinson, but there was another one, and he was just constantly scoring. And so then in every fantasy league, everybody was trying to pick him up because he was on the free agency for most fantasy leagues. But he just had a dynamite year. And that's really all fantasy sports is trying to find those players that are winning in the margins, but also winning at their current position at the height of NFL football. Now, what does that mean for the fans who barely know or are just learning about these sports? Well, you don't have to jump right in to fantasy football. Maybe just go to a fantasy draft and watch how a couple of guys draft their players and look at who they pick up for their teams. That could be a way in. There's also different ways to play fantasy football. There's also these things called pick'em leagues. Pick'em leagues are similar to gambling, except there's no money involved. But you're just picking every winner of the week. So you would go through the list of games for a week, and then you would just pick the winners. Like, that team won, that team won, that team won, that team won. And you just keep going down the line until you have all the pieces. That one is fun, and I'm actually in a pick'em league, and I enjoy pick'em leagues because you learn so much about each team's, and you kind of start to learn throughout the season who the good teams are and who the bad teams are, which is crucial if you know that there's good teams, because then you can keep an eye out when, if you ever decide to do a fantasy draft. With a fantasy draft, you can pick players all from a team. If you like that team and if you think they're really good, then you can pick all your players and everything for that team. But that can be a hindrance to a team, and I'll get back to that later. I wanted to touch on a few things. Now, I know I've been saying a lot about it's you pick all your players. That's not necessarily true. Now, the key thing is you only get one defense. That means that all the players on the defensive side of the football are all part of your fantasy team. Defenses only score points from interceptions for touchdowns, or a pick six, as some people would say, fumbles, fumble recoveries, sacks. That's all stuff that defenses kind of get points for. Those are things to be aware of when you're picking a defense. Now, I'll get back to this. So, if you rely too heavily on one team, you're going to miss out on key point variables. Not all the best players are on one team. Yeah, they may be good, but there's other good players on other teams. It's best to spread your talent out amongst a few teams, because then you get some points from this game, points from this game, points from this game, and points from this game. That is key, because being able to have those points for each of those games allows you to have the best team scenarios and provide the best working scenarios for your team. Now, the trick is to find a good quarterback, is to start off. The key thing is look for the quarterbacks that you hear a lot of the people talking about. Like, Patrick Mahomes is obviously a good quarterback. Josh Allen is really good. Dak Prescott. You have Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson and Brock Purdy, I believe, is in there. And there's a few other ones. If Aaron Rodgers comes back healthy, he's going to be a good talent next year. That'll be amazing if he's able to play next year. That'll be a fun season to watch. Another factor to keep your eyes out on is look for the teams that are doing right and try to pick players that you feel like you enjoy watching them play. Because if you pick teams, like you pick a player that you kind of like, but he's not really that relevant to the offense, then the game's going to get boring to you because you're just waiting for your player. So look for teams that you enjoy, and that'll help you kind of build your roster and slowly put together the teams that you want. And another thing to keep your eye out on with fantasy sports is look through all the teams and really come up with a, I think the best thing, if you are looking to draft next year, if you are looking to draft a team next year, the first thing you need to look at is start building a draft board for yourself. Look at how many teams are in your draft league and pick players that you feel like will be there at each spot and keep those on the board and slowly delete them from your roster once they start getting picked. Those are some ideas to kind of get your team in focus, but also you're not just stuck to, oh, I didn't get Lamar Jackson. Well, there's other quarterbacks you can get. There may be a different style of quarterback that you would need for your team that could give you the advantage over some teams. Another thing is I would recommend finding a good team to I would recommend finding certain players that have very gifted skill sets, players that are strong, that they work towards what they do best, and they tend to do well at what they do best. So I'm just going to go through them real quick. So look, fill out a draft board. Number two, if you're not confident with doing a fantasy draft or a fantasy football league, then just do a pick'em league. Number three, there's multiple ways to do fantasy sports. There's fantasy baseball. There's fantasy basketball. I believe there's fantasy hockey. I'll double check it and I'll put it in the link if there is. But all these sports are becoming fantasy oriented, which means that it's starting to become player based rather than team based. And so look for those players that you enjoy watching, because if you're ever in a fantasy league, those are players you're going to tend to cling to as you're picking your team. And that's about it for me, guys. Thank you all so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you all so much for taking your time out of your day to like and tell your friends and family about this. I really have enjoyed getting to share this podcast with you all, and I look forward to continuing to do them. So this is The Rhino signing off for episode 10.